Welcome back inside the On Deck Show. It's the Shuckers and the Lookouts getting set for first pitch on a Saturday night. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake. We're joined by one of the newest Shuckers in Marco Dinges. Marco, welcome to AA. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
What has it been like being around this clubhouse first couple of days?
It's amazing, man. I mean, it feels like a big league team, honestly. You know, the lineup is ridiculous. The pitching staff is amazing. And, you know, the group of guys and character here, it really blends well.
How much did that blow you away first time you walked into that clubhouse?
I mean, it was pretty remarkable. I knew what I was stepping into, though. I mean, I've been seeing it all year, seeing them perform, saw them in spring training. I knew the talent this team had. But when you're here, it really, really feels good to be here, you know.
How about last night? What was it like to be a part of that lineup?
Unbelievable, man. It's ridiculous. I mean, every guy, I mean, Blake Burke, what a show. Fisher with a nice, everyone just hits, you know. It just seemed like at 1 through 9, you don't know when they're going to leave the yard at any time. So it's pretty impressive.
How much does that help you relax up there at the plate when you know 1 through 9, everybody can hit?
Well, you definitely know you're going to win the game, but you also want to perform because you're like, man, I don't want to get left out of the fun, you know? It's tough when everyone's having fun and you're kind of on the sides, but it's really exciting to watch, and it actually makes you want to play better, so it's really good.
And what has it been like, too, reconnecting with so many guys in that clubhouse that you played most of the year with up in Wisconsin?
Definitely. It was awesome, man. It was a good feeling to get back. They picked me up from the airport, and it was fun to see the guys. They were pumped. I was pumped. And, you know, we got a special bond, like most of us, and it's fun.
What has it been like this week? Because you started out the week in South Bend. You're ending the week here in Chattanooga.
No, definitely. I mean, South Bend was one of my favorite spots in Hiya to go. The clubby was awesome there, so he decked us out with snacks. So leaving early was tough, but it was definitely worth it to come here, that's for sure. And it was a little surprising when Stanley called me in the office, and I was a little shocked. I was like, wait, what? Because usually they don't call you up during the week, but I'm blessed, and I'm really grateful for the opportunity.
And I know you and I talked your first day, and you were scrambling around trying to find some workout shirts. You got the Tough League shirt on today. Is this your own, or are you still borrowing Josh Adam Chesky's?
Yeah, I'm borrowing Josh right now. I said, Josh, I don't really have any shirts because I don't even know where mine went. It might be one of the suitcases I brought. I mean, I'm still scuffling. It was a quick little in and out. So I was rushing that day, and then I found out I was in the lineup that literally day, and I was like, oh, boy, I got to get locked in.
How much did that help you, though, get locked in, being around so many familiar faces?
It's awesome, man. You get to pick their brains, too, and they're such successful hitters already. I mean, I think they could all be in the big leagues right now, which is crazy to think. You know, they're so young and talented. So picking their brain, picking their mind, knowing their approach is going to help me develop, too.
Talking about your approach, you're a guy we've seen it, patient at the plate, but when you swing it hard and you put the ball in play hard. How much has that grown throughout this season for you?
Definitely. I mean, I had a tough stretch during the month, especially when all the fellas in Appleton were doing the same thing they're pretty much doing now, a lot of homers. I started chasing a little bit, but got to stay disciplined. I know when Fisher hits a ball 700 feet or Rags does that, and the other pitchers probably be a little timid at the mound throwing around zone. So staying in my place, you know, knowing that he's still got to come to me and trying to stay disciplined and then get my swing off.
One of the big things that stands out about you, though, is the colors. Right now you're rocking some orange cleats. You've got the red glove. I know last year you had the blue glove. You got all the yellow gear up there at the plate. How much do you take pride in being the flashy guy up there?
Yeah, try to be. Look good, play good is what they say, you know. If you're gonna stand out, you better play good, though. So it adds a little pressure that I like. You know, I feel like pressure, you know, makes diamonds, so let's do it.
Is that something that you've had throughout your whole college and now professional career?
Definitely a little bit. I know I was trying to up my swag. At Florida State, I had yellow, actually. So I kind of ride with the yellow. They used to have old school yellow as their color, Florida State, but they don't do it no more. And I was like, let's bring it back. So I was all out yellow at Florida State, and I kind of just rode with it. And now, you know, just like the bright colors, it's cool.
Is there a certain color you like best on the batting gloves or the cleats?
Probably yellow. I'll probably still stick with yellow, man. I've been rocking yellow for a couple of years now. I know Ronald Acuna kind of made it a big thing, but I think I was rocking before him, honestly, my JUCO days.
You went to JUCO, and you started out there, then went to Florida State, now into pro ball. How much did that time at Florida State really help you as you made your way to professional baseball?
No, it feels like now, man. That team was just as special as this one. I mean, obviously the talent on here is just a whole nother level throughout depth-wise, but you know, Florida State, I mean, there's some big leaguers now. James Tibbs is going to be a big leaguer real soon. Cam Smith's already a big leaguer. You got Jaime Ferreira. You got Jamie Arnold. You know, so much talent. I mean, there's so many guys I can still go through the order. And it kind of feels like now is that same atmosphere and that winning mindset. You know, you can get lost in minor league baseball about the winning mindset because it's minor leagues. But here, every guy wants to win. I love that. And that's what it kind of felt like at Florida State.
Does it remind you a lot of college? Because you have a couple of big-time college guys here in Mike Bovee, Andrew Fisher, both played in the SEC, you in the ACC, Ragsdale as well in the ACC.
Correct, yeah. No, this feels just like college, and I love it, man. And, you know, it's really like you could see the energy throughout the team wanting to win. Like usually like, they scored a run, it's all right, we lose, but not here, that's for sure. We are going to win this game. I mean, someone's got to get the job done, and you want to be the guy to get the job done. And I love that. It brings it back to the Florida State days.
Does it also bring you back with all the props whenever you guys hit the homer, whether it's the chain, whether it's Blake Burt blowing the Viking horn? I mean, it seems like you guys just have so much fun in this dugout every single night.
No, it's absolutely electric. You know, it's such a fun group to be around. I mean, I'm trying to soak it all in. You know, you don't know when these guys are going to the AAA soon. So I was a little late to the party, but I'm really trying to soak it in, learn as much as I can, and just keep enjoying the game.
Well, Marco, appreciate the time. Welcome to AA. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
We're back after this on the On Deck Show.